Exciting times here in Forestburg because it's Sanborn County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm JP Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, visiting today with Bailey Feisner. She's a member of the Town and Country Kids Red Group 4-H Club, and she's been in for 6 years. Bailey, thanks for visiting with us. First of all, tell us how you got started in 4-H.
Well, it's always been something my family has always done, and my dad originally grew up doing it, and all of his siblings. So when my cousins and I came along, it was just natural for us.
And you're quite busy here at Achievement Days. Let's start out with a cake that you baked. Tell us, this is a special cake, isn't it?
It really is. And so my dad originally started, and he's the youngest of three siblings. So all three of them always showed it, and they always got top at the state fair. And so it's really important for us to continue that tradition. And so far, none of our cousins have goofed it up, and we've all gotten top at the state fair as well with it.
And what kind of cake is it?
It's a pistachio bundt cake, and so we do like special swirling with it, and it's really important to make sure you don't get any air bubbles or anything like that in it.
Where did you find the recipe for it?
I have no idea. My grandma does all that stuff. She's always been an extreme cook and loves cooking every single day. So she cooks for roughly 8 men daily at lunch, so she loves cooking.
And I see that you love chickens. Tell us about how many chickens you're showing here at Achievement Days.
So I'm bringing about 26 chickens here, all different breeds, all different, you know, male, female, everything like that. So with my chickens, it's really important to just make sure that I'm preserving and keeping up the chicken poultry standards of perfection. And so for me, it's really important to make sure that they're all healthy, clean, and well when taking them to 4-H.
And how do you prepare them for showing?
Well, they come to us when they're a day old in the mail, so that's kind of funny. But we give them multiple different feeds, and we prepare them by cleaning and just a lot of overall work to get the chickens up to the standard that 4-H wants them.
Do you have to wash them?
I do. The funny part about washing them is there's 5 steps, and we submerge them in a bucket. So this is something new that we've done recently, and we're going to do it tonight, actually, again. And so then you stick them in a wire cage, and they dry naturally, and so they fix their own feathers with their beak, and so chickens are extremely self-preserving.
And what is a judge looking for in a chicken?
Well, they're looking for the overall correctness of the bird, so making sure they have the correct colored beaks, everything like that, making sure everything's the correct size for their age and breed, and then making sure that they're overall a nice looking bird with all the correct feathers.
And I see you're also showing some four-legged exhibits, mainly sheep. Tell us about those.
So I'm bringing currently 10 sheep to the state, to county, but I have Suffolk purebred lambs mostly, and these lambs have registered papers, and some of them have almost 6 inches of wool on them, and so we fluff that out and make it as big as we can and then shear some of it down, and then we have some that are completely slick shown with no wool at all on them.
Now, outside of Achievement Days, you've been involved in the Horse Project. Tell us about that.
The Horse Project is definitely one of my favorite areas, and I've grown up in it, and my mom and my dad actually didn't like horses, and they didn't grow up with horses. So this is the one area 4-H where it's kind of my own, because every other area my parents have either done or they've grown up with. So horses are kind of my thing, and they're super fun because I have multiple different mares, so I get to challenge myself in using different ones and really experiencing all 4-H.
What is your favorite horse event?
My favorite horse event is pole bending. My mare is extremely bendable, and for some reason, she's extremely good at pole bending, so we've always had a great time doing that.
And what's your most challenging event?
My most challenging event is probably English. English is just a really intense core workout for me. It's a lot different than anything I've done in Western, so I really like trying new things, and recently I tried English, so this is something new that I'm really trying to figure out.
And Bailey, you've been involved in 4-H, as I mentioned earlier, for 6 years. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
So I want to try a driving class. So that is when you have the horse hooked up to a carriage and you drive them with extremely long reins. So I want to try this, not necessarily because to get more projects. I want to try it to experience something new and maybe use it as something we can use in our reunions and stuff like that.
And Bailey, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask about your 4-H experience, they're considering joining 4-H, what would you tell them?
It's a lot of hard work, but it's definitely worth it, and it teaches you great life lessons, and some of these people I know will be my best friends for life. So it's a really great experience, and everyone should try it.
And thanks to Bailey Feisner of the Town and Country 4-H Kids Red Group here at Sanborn County 4-H Achievement Days. Bailey, the best of luck.
Thank you.
And we have more from Sanborn County 4-H Achievement Days coming up on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.